Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When family is all that matters, make sure they're protected. Visit Zurich.ie to learn more about life and serious illness cover.
Now, with the Department of Finance ruling out any further extension to the 9% VAT rate for the hospitality sector, workers are raising real concerns about how the industry might be affected. However, with a booming economy, is now the perfect time to return to the 13.5% rate and increase exchequer returns once and for all? Here to debate this issue is CEO of the Irish Tourism Industry Confederation, Eoin O'Mara Walsh, and also Stephen Kinsella, who's Professor of Economics at the University of Limerick and Chief Economics Writer at The Currency. You're both very welcome to the programme. Eoin O'Mara Walsh, you represent hotels and other business in the tourism sector. You say keep the 9% VAT rate. Why?
That's right. Well, 9% has been the VAT rate for the tourism and hospitality sector for something like 10 of the 11 years, or possibly 11 of the last 12 years. And we have to remember that tourism and hospitality is the largest indigenous industry, the biggest regional employer the country has. There's 20,000 businesses in the sector. The vast majority are SMEs. The vast majority are labour intensive with modest profit margins. So the applicable VAT rate is particularly important. And an increase, to our mind, would be by definition inflationary, but it would also erode competitiveness and damage regional Ireland in particular. I think the thing to keep in mind, Cormac, is that tourism really suffered during COVID. We were well supported by the government, but we're still only on the recovery path. Mm-hmm. And we estimate that the full recovery of Irish tourism is still 3 years away. So a VAT hike at this stage in such an inflationary cycle would be very damaging.
Stephen Kinsella, it would be bad for competitiveness and also risk jobs and shut business maybe.
That I've heard for 10 years. There was probably an argument for it 10 years ago. There's absolutely no argument for it now. The economy is at full employment, 3.8% unemployment rates. Demand is booming. Yes, there is cost of living issues, but those are reducing over time. And the same cost of living issues that hit the hotels and other areas hit other parts of the economy. The logic for any continued stimulus of this sector is non-existent. The Department of Finance is wrong to continue it.
But they're still in recovery post-COVID, says Eoin.
I don't believe the evidence warrants that at all. If you look at the publicly available profit data of hotel groups, you see that they're making fine profits. If you look at the economy as a whole, it is recovered.
Are you talking about big hotel group chains? Not at all.
I don't see that there's a strong logic in spending hundreds of millions of taxpayers' money on a sector that for a decade now has been supported. I think if we're in a situation where we are asked, is this a good use of the public's money? Mm-hmm. The answer has got to be emphatically no.
Eoin.
Well, I disagree with Stephen insofar as the sector is still in a very fragile recovery phase. The figures came out yesterday. I think yourselves and RTE reported it, that for the first half of the year, there was a plus 200% liquidation numbers just in the hospitality sector alone. So costs of business have soared. We all know about energy and insurance and the rest. And the idea of hiking a 50% increase on the applicable VAT rate, to my mind, is madness, daft and nonsensical. I was in Sligo yesterday, which is regional Ireland. And if you look across big swathes of the Wild Atlantic Way, there's very little other economic activity but for tourism. There's no foreign direct investment. There's very little foreign direct investment. There's very little multinationals and so on. So tourism is the only show in town. I talked to various Sligo businesses, small hotels, restaurants, pubs that serve food, tourist attractions, and they're really worried about the season because profit margins are so thin. And the idea of a VAT hike at the end of the summer, just as they go into the fallow winter months, is really worrying.
So is Stephen wrong then when he says that the publicly available data from hotels, for example, shows that profits are not thin, they're quite healthy?
Yeah, I think some of the very large companies like the PLC Dalata have had a very strong first 6 months. A lot of hotels they have are based in Dublin. They're doing particularly well. But lots of data on hotels, you know, family-run SMEs, is not available in the public domain. And just from talking to them, they're particularly worried that this season is still only the recovery phase. We're still 3 years away from full post-pandemic recovery. And the idea of hiking the VAT rate now would be dangerous. As I say, VAT has been 9% for 10 of the last 11 years. It is the VAT rate for Irish tourism and hospitality.
So increasing it to 13.5%
puts us way out of line with our European competitors.
So it's way out of line, Stephen. Also, the 13.5% might be okay for a big business or a big chain in Dublin or a business that's based in Dublin. But you go outside of Dublin to regional Ireland, where most of these businesses that you're talking about are family-run or SMEs, they won't be able to handle this increase. That's the contention.
Well, there's no evidence. I'm sorry, but there's no evidence that that is the case. In fact, the evidence is that tourism numbers have increased. There's no evidence that that demand is falling off in any way. If anything, hotels and other areas inside of Dublin, outside of Dublin, are able to increase prices. One only needs to look at the Taylor Swift example to show that when required, the sector can be
Dublin,
as privately focused. I know, but the point is that the sector is in control of its prices when required, and it's more than able to do so. So I don't think the data hold up with that assumption. And I think when we're looking at this carefully, we have to say, is it a good use of hundreds of millions of taxpayers' funds? Remember, the hotel sector is and the accommodation sector supports tens of thousands of Ukrainian refugees, and they are paid to do so. It also supports lots of other jobs, but they're relatively low wage, low productivity jobs. And so when we're looking at what is the best use of the taxpayers' funds, I don't think at this point it's a good use of funds. I don't think it has been a good use of funds for a very long time. Every 6 months, the Department of Finance comes out and says, lads, this is the last 6 months now, no more.
Yeah, but for the last decade, we're always told this is a temporary VAT rate. For the last decade, as Owen points out, it's been at 9%. I mean, surely they have a right to expect certainty. And the only certainty they've had in the sector for the last 10 years or so is a 9% rate.
Well, I think if there's a logic for stimulating one sector over another, I don't particularly think that logic should also contain a standard subsidy to that sector forever. When other industries, you know, the motor sector or many others, don't enjoy those subsidies at all. And I don't think that's fair. I don't think it's right. And like I said, I don't think it would fail. I don't think it would pass a cost-benefit analysis. The cost of the taxpayer is in the hundreds of millions. The benefit of the taxpayer is not there. And I don't think the sector passes that test. I don't think it's passed for a very long time.
What benefit actually does the society or the economy get in a wider sense, Owen, from this?
Well, I disagree with Stephen on a number of points. First of all, I agree with him that I think a cost-benefit analysis should be done. So I think, you know, the idea of government making a decision that is going to affect 20,000 businesses, as I say, the vast majority in regional Ireland, and affect their applicable VAT rate without a proper cost-benefit analysis, I think is dangerous. But a business has two choices when the VAT goes up. They either pass it on to the consumer, or they absorb it to the bottom line. And lots of businesses in this particular sector will not be able to take it to the bottom line because their margins are wafer thin. So they'll pass it on to the consumer. That's going to damage demand, and it's going to be inflationary. We've had a couple of economists, Jim Power and DCU's Tony Foley, who have said that an increase in the VAT rate on accommodation and food is going to be inflationary. So, you know, I don't think it's going to be good for the consumer. And I wouldn't call it a subsidy to business. It's a consumer tax. I mean, if VAT is applied to the sales
but
price,
but it wasn't
of
passed
a room
on.
Or a meal or a
Hang on,
track.
If you say it's a consumer tax, when it was reduced to stimulate the sector, the benefit wasn't passed on to the consumer. Time and again on this program, we were told that prices increased. And if you look at the Taylor Swift example that Stephen Kinsella, I could read you a whole host of texts here saying the prices have gone only one way and it's up in an eye-watering way, Owen. So people are wondering why anybody in this sector should get an increased subsidy effectively.
I disagree insofar as when the VAT rate was lower 10 years ago, the VAT rate was passed on to the consumer. Now, costs have risen exponentially since then. That goes without saying. Like you say, you've covered, you know, the VAT story and hotel prices and stuff many times. You've also covered the cost of business crisis. So businesses have to wrestle with spiraling costs elsewhere. One of the few things in the government's control is the VAT rate. I think the whole Taylor Swift debate, I think it's a red herring. I think there's a very small minority of tourism and hospitality operators who charge excessive prices at times
it
of peak demand.
It happens repeatedly,
but,
though, Owen. It happens
They are a small minority of operators. They grab all the media headlines. They are not reflective of the broader industry. To be honest, they don't put the industry in a good light, but they're certainly not reflective of the broader
what
industry.
What is reflective of the broader industry, though, is the 20,000 jobs you keep mentioning. They're very often low wages.
Well, there's about 250,000 jobs, Cormac, in the tourism and hospitality sector, and it ranges from everything, from an airline pilot to a part-time worker in a bar or in a restaurant. So it's really valuable employment. It does particularly strong things for regional Ireland.
Hang on a second, Stephen, get back. Let's not get away or ahead of ourselves. I'm talking about the hospitality sector. I'm not talking about pilots' wages or anything like that.
What I'm talking about
is the 9% VAT rate retention. And businesses in your sector, your lobby group, are saying we need this because margins aren't very high. But Stephen is pointing out that profits are very high, that profits are very healthy. And my point to you is that my question is, who's getting the benefit? Because very often workers aren't in that sector.
There's no data to support that profits are high. Profits are wafer thin across the sector as a whole. There are some large operators who are making attractive profits, and good luck to them. But the vast majority of businesses are not making big profits. Summer is the time that they make their money. They head into very fallow winter months just at the time that the VAT hike goes up. It doesn't make any sense.
Okay, let me read some of the text before I give Stephen one last word on this. Hotels should go back to 13.5%, but I think the smaller cafes, etc., should stay at 9%, says one listener. Every country I visit, there is a tourist tax. Why not here, says another. They don't deserve the break. They don't pass on the savings, says another listener. One more. The need to remortgage the house to afford a hotel in this country is one observation. Could that be done, Stephen Kinsel, in your opinion? Could larger companies be given one VAT rate in hospitality and smaller cafes and so on be kept at 9%?
I mean, that's effectively a tax on being good at running hotels. You could, of course, the government could do anything. The two things I think that matter very briefly. One are, is it actually worth the taxpayers' largesse? And right now, my judgment, given where we are in the cycle, is no. The second thing is, saying that there's no data to support the fact that profits are high is not correct. And every study that's been done has shown, particularly by the Irish Government Economic Valuation Service, has been shown that every VAT rate has not been passed on. So essentially, it's been kept by the hotels. And so I do think what's really important for people listening to this to understand is that they're the ones paying for this to keep going, and they may have other potential uses for these hundreds of millions of euros.
Okay, some people are saying keep the VAT rate at 9% for jobs and so on. One more text, the VAT rate should be definitely increased. The Irish hotel prices are a total rip-off, says this listener. 200 euro plus for bed only in a basic hotel. I'm a fixed pensioner and can no longer afford to stay in an Irish hotel. I pay 40 or 55 euro for a bed and breakfast in Spain, says that listener. I just wonder about comparing like with like there, but that's the point. You can text us to 51551. Owen O'Mara Walsh of the Irish Tourism Industry Confederation and Stephen Kinsella, Professor of Economics at the University of Limerick and Chief Economics Writer at The Currency. Thank you both very much indeed.